Jesus kept the Sabbath by doing good, May 21. Then Jesus said to them, I will ask you one thing, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? NKJV. It is no violation of the Sabbath to perform works of necessity, as ministering to the sick or aged, and relieving distress. Such works are in perfect harmony with the Sabbath law. Our great exemplar was ever active upon the Sabbath, when the necessities of the sick and suffering came before him. The Pharisees, because of this, accused him of Sabbath breaking, as do many ministers today who are in opposition to the law of God. But we say, let God be true, and every man a liar who dares make this charge against the Savior. Jesus answered the accusation of the Jews thus, if ye had known what this meaneth, I will have mercy, and not sacrifice, ye would not have condemned the guiltless. He had already declared to them that he had kept his Father's commandments. When he was accused of Sabbath breaking in the matter of healing the withered hand, he turned upon his accusers with the question, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil? To save life, or to kill? In summing up his answer to the questioning of the Pharisees, he said, wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Here Christ justified his work as in perfect harmony with the Sabbath law. Those who hold that Christ abolished the law teach that he broke the Sabbath and justified his disciples in doing the same. Thus they are really taking the same ground as did the cavilling Jews. In this they contradict the testimony of Christ himself, who declared, I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. Neither the Savior nor his followers broke the law of the Sabbath. Christ was a living representative of the law. No violation of its holy precepts was found in his life. Looking upon a nation of witnesses who were seeking occasion to condemn him, he could say unchallenged, which of you convicteth me of sin? R.V. The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath, Jesus said. The institutions that God has established are for the benefit of humankind. The law of Ten Commandments, of which the Sabbath forms a part, God gave to his people as a blessing. The Lord commanded us, said Moses, to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive.